Listening practice 6. You are listening to a radio program about crime in Hong Kong. Complete the information in the spaces provided as you listen. You now have 1 minute to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Do you want to listen to the radio program I was telling you about? It is about crime in Hong Kong.
Sure, let's listen.
Here we go.
Good morning. You are listening to Channel 4 on FM 108. I'm Brian Davis. We have Inspector Lee in our studio today to talk about crime in Hong Kong. Thank you for coming, Inspector Lee.
My pleasure.
Inspector, tell me, how safe is Hong Kong?
Well, I'm proud to say that Hong Kong is a very safe city. Hong Kong has a relatively low level of crime compared to other metropolitan cities. Violent crimes like homicide, murder, and bombings rarely occur in Hong Kong.
That's generally true, but I have seen several cases of armed robbery in the newspaper lately. Has law and order in Hong Kong worsened?
No, I don't believe that law and order in Hong Kong has worsened. Yes, we have had several cases of armed robbery in the past few months, but they are still quite rare. We have a special unit in the police force to handle this problem. We have achieved some success so far. For instance, we have been able to seize some firearms from criminals, and we have stopped a few cases of gun smuggling across the border. But it is just too difficult for the police to stop all gun smuggling.
I'm sure.
But we are trying our best and seeking more cooperation from the police in the mainland.
I agree with you that Hong Kong is still one of the safest cities in the world. I generally feel safe walking around the streets in Hong Kong.
The level of street crime is still low. We have a crime rate that is much lower than cities like Tokyo, New York, and London.
That's true. What should travellers and tourists pay attention to when they visit Hong Kong?
Although Hong Kong has a low level of street crime, travellers and tourists should exercise caution when they are in crowded areas. They should watch out for thieves when they are travelling on public transport.
Lately, there have been cases of hikers being robbed. What advice would you give to hikers?
First, they should walk in a group. Don't go alone because you will become an easy target for robbers. Second, don't take loads of cash with you. And if you are robbed, you shouldn't resist because you may put your life in danger.
Yes, and of course, call 999 immediately when you get to a safe area.
That's right.
Well, that's all we have time for on today's show. Thank you, Inspector Lee, for coming to the studio today.
It's my pleasure. That is the end of Listening Practice 6. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers. That is the end of Module 3.